Good morning. This is Marlon for Fountain of Life Ministries this morning. I would like to bless you for calling, and may you be inspired today by the Holy Spirit in your life. May you seek the Lord while he may be found today and just meditate on his goodness towards mankind. As we will go back in time to a setting where there was two sisters and a brother who were family members and closely joined to Jesus as friends, and they would spend much time together, and their love was great for each other. And Jesus was a few days away, and he got word from his Lazarus's friends that Lazarus was sick, and Lazarus was sick. He was very sick. And Jesus still stayed a few more days where he was. And he was told by his disciples, he told his disciples, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And after a bit, he told his disciples, let's go back into Judea. And they said, Master, those in Judea want to kill you. You're going to go back there? And Jesus gave them an answer about stumbling in the night where there's no light in him. And, you know, he didn't really act concerned that there was going to be someone threatening his life. And he told them then, he said, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I'm going to go and wake him up out of his sleep. And then the disciples said, Lord, if he be sleeping, he'd do well. But Jesus was talking about his death being asleep. And then Jesus said plainly, Lazarus is dead, but I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let's go into him. And the disciples were talking amongst each other, and Thomas says, let us go also. We might as well just die with him. Well, Jesus walked on back, and the disciples, and as they came near to Bethany, Martha heard that Jesus was walking back towards Bethany. And she went out to meet him, and she says, Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But then she says, but I know that even now, that whatever you would ask God, he will give it to you. Jesus said, your brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he will rise again on the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now listen to this. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live. And here are some more words he said. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And here's the question for us all. Believest thou this? And she said, yes, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly and said, the Master is come and calleth for thee. You know, those are profound words. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Jesus went on and spoke with Martha and Mary some more. They took him to the grave. Lazarus had been already dead for 4 days. Called him by name out of the grave. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus, come forth, wrapped in his bedclothes, still bound. It caused quite a stir amongst people. A man risen from the dead. Amazing account. And as we consider today as we go, the words still ring true today. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Now is the question for you. Believest thou this? Jesus is asking us to live and believe in him. Profound truth. Is that your reality? Praise the Lord of glory, for he lives again. In Jesus' name, we want to just ask you today to walk with inspiration, walk with passion, walk with joy, walk with thankfulness, for he is worthy. May God bless your day.